was coming here, and I was with Brother Dennis, and we're coming here for quite a while now. Is that over 4 or 5 years, 6 years? How long? 6 years now. And it's a pleasure to be here. This is my third time being here. And the first time I was here, I preached at John chapter 3. And we talked about you must be born again. And the second time I came, we preached out of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, buffering from blessings, or blessing from bufferings. And so tonight, or this morning rather, we're going to be in Psalm chapter number 61. Psalm chapter number 61 and verse number 1. This is a familiar text to some, and we're gonna see what the Lord have for us today. And Psalm 61 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in the tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah." Verse number 5. "For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou will prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto the name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." With the Lord being our helper today, we're going to preach on when my heart is broken, or when it seems like all hope is gone. When it seems like all hope it's gone. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we love you. Lord, thank you for everybody that's here in the White and Hammond Care Center, Lord. These are dear people to my heart, Lord, and I thank for Brother Dennis with the opportunity to give me the word, the preach today, and I thank for the opportunity, Lord. Lord, we need your help. Lord, we need you to help us, and we need you to give us something new, something fresh, and something good, Lord. Lord, I pray that everyone that's here, Lord, that may hear my voice, Lord. If they're not, say, I pray today will be that day that they decide and choose you as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Lord, we didn't come to get all the rigmarole of the world, Lord. We come to hear from your word, Lord. Help us to hear from you, Lord. Help us to be helped by you, Lord. Help us be delivered by you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen, amen, and amen. The Bible says that David was, Bible says in verse number 1, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer." So in this introduction, first thing we want to see that what was going on in this place. Well, this is when David was running from his son Absalom. Can you imagine your son chasing you and sending you out into the wilderness, into a dry place, into a dry desert place, or away from your kingdom? David was the king. Amen. Yeah. David was the king. But he had a rebellious son named Absalom. And this song was written by a man who was walking through one of the deepest valleys of his life. The title of this psalm indicates that it was written by David. We do not know when it was written, but nearly all Bible scholars believe that and agree that it was David. And at the end of his exile from Jerusalem, when Absalom rebelled against him. So first thing I want to see, and I want to make a long introduction. We all have been through some type of storms. If you're living here, if you're here right now, you've been in some type of storm. You've been in some type of hard place. You've been in some place that seemed like there was no hope. Well, I'm here to tell you that there is hope, and that hope is in Jesus Christ. That hope is in none other than the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is who we rest our hope in. The Bible says, "Hear my cry, O God." He didn't say, "Hear my cry, O people." He didn't say, "Hear my cry, O devil." He said, "Hear my cry, O God." We have a God that wants to hear our prayers. We have a God that listens to our prayers, but we have to do something. Like David did. The Bible says, "Hear my cry. Hear my request. Hear my petition, O God. And attend unto my prayer. Answer my prayer, Lord. I'm in a place where it's destruction. It seems like it's near. I feel it seems like wilderness is all around me. It seems like there's darkness around me. But Lord, hear my cry. Hear my prayer." So the first thing we see is David's request. He said, "Lord, hear me." This cry is a cry of a broken man. As I said earlier, Absalom was his son, and he was fleeing from him. He was fleeing from Absalom. David was a king, and he was I would say terrified of this man, of his son, his own son Absalom. But if you this story is written over there in Second Samuel chapter number 18, and where he was running from and he was discouraged and he was in this wilderness place. But the Bible says, hear my cry, O God, and tend to my ear. So we see his request. He said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. He didn't say this once, but throughout this whole chapter, he said, Lord, help me, hear my cry. Then the Bible says, verse number 2, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. The Bible says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. All of us come to a point in time in our life when we feel like we're overwhelmed. We feel like there's no hope. We feel like there's nothing we can do about it. But the Bible says, it said, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. If we're going to cry to somebody, let's cry to somebody that's higher than the rock. Let's cry out to Jesus, who is the rock, the Bible says. The Bible says, when his heart was overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Jesus is our rock. Jesus is that solid foundation. We don't want our foundation to be built on sand or on water. If you want a foundation, if you're building a house, you're not going to build it on sand. You're not going to build it in a place where it's quicksand or mud. You want to build it on something that's firm. You want to build it on a rock. You want to build it on something that's sturdy. And Jesus is that same person. Jesus is sturdy. Jesus is sturdy. Jesus is that rock. The Bible says, for thou hast been a shelter. When it's things going around you, for example, we had a tornado, we're going to run to somewhere called a place of shelter. Amen. It's a place in here that you guys run to that it's a shelter. It's shelter, and that means it's closed off. That means it's a place of security. Well, if we're going to run to somebody, let's run to God, who is a God of security, a God of salvation. The Bible says, thou hast been a shelter. He has been. That's past tense. That's also present tense. He says been. Been or become. And that word shelter also means hope. So God is our hope. God is our salvation. God is good. Would you all agree that God is good? Amen. God is good. God is great. And God is perfect. And then the Bible says, and a strong tower from the enemy. Can you imagine being in a strong tower? Strong tower, I could imagine being somewhere where you're isolated, but you're also protected. You're in protection. That person who's protecting you is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for thou hast been a shelter for me. For me. And a strong tower from the enemy. Not from myself, but from the enemy. The devil is our enemy. The devil is our enemy. And our flesh is also our enemy. We need to be aware of our enemy. The enemy is present, and he wants to take us down. But the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So that's encouraging. That's good news. If you're saved and blood-bought, we have God on the inside. We have the Holy Spirit on the inside, and he's stronger than that devil. He's stronger than that old slew-foot enemy. The Bible says, a strong tower from the enemy. And verse number 4, I will abide in a tabernacle forever. So he's not running. If he's going to run somewhere, he's running to a tabernacle. He's going to be the place. He's going to be in the same place that God is. He's not going to run away. Look, he's telling that old devil, listen to him. I'm going to be in the tabernacle. Whether you're going to try to discourage me or not, I'm going to be in this place where God is. The Bible says, I will abide or stay in a tabernacle. And he didn't say for a little while. He didn't say for a moment. The Bible says that he says forever. If you're going to run to a place, you're going to run to a place that's secure. You're going to run to a place that's safe. And the Bible says that place is a tabernacle or the house of God or the shelter where God is. And the Bible also says, verse number 4, I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. So when he says in the covert, he's also talking about in the presence of thee. He wants to stay right where God is. The word convert also means shelter. If we're going to run somewhere, run to the shelter. Run to where there's security. Run to a place where it's safe. The Bible says that he ran to a place, a convert of thy wings. If you know anything about a bald eagle. A bald eagle is the largest bird, and it's huge. It has these large and mighty wings. Well, when he covers up his eggs or his babies, his little birds, he covers them up with his wings. That wing spreads wide. And so he covers them up. And that same thing God will do for us. God will cover us or make a shelter for us with his wings. Now, God isn't a bird. Let's get that clear. God isn't a bird, so it's a figure of speech. But God will secure us, God will hide us, and God will cover us from the enemy. The Bible says, I will abide in the tabernacle forever. I will trust in the cover of his wings, Selah. Pause or rest. So first we saw the request. Like all these sheets all over the place. We saw a request. So Lord, his request to Lord, hear me, Lord, help me, and Lord, hide me. So second thing we see the realization of David. We see the realization of David or God's provision. I went past this already, but we're going to go back. The God's provision. Provision basically means God's taking care of it beforehand. Pro means, what do you think pro means? Pro. P-R-O-E. P-R-O. Four. So God's going to take care of us. The Bible says, verse number four, I will abide in my tabernacle forever. I will trust in the cover of that wing, Selah. Then verse number five, the Bible says, for thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. So wait a minute. We go to his request. Then we go to his realization that God will provide. And he provided here. The Bible says, For thou, O God, has heard. So he told him, he has heard my vows, or my requests, or my petitions. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. When you think about heritage, you think of your lineage. Now, if you think about David, David is the king, but David also has a godly heritage. You have Abraham. You have Isaac and you have Jacob. And that is also in his heritage. So in his heritage, you see that God provides. Because when you first look up that word provision, you go back to the very beginning, you're going to come across somebody named Abraham. And God provided for Abraham. You go to chapter 15 and chapter 17 and chapter number 21 when he's getting ready to sacrifice his son. God provided the lamb. And that lamb wasn't caught in a thicket. That lamb was Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So we have a provision in Jesus. I said we have a provision in Jesus, not in Allah or nobody else. We have provision in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's who we worship, and that's who we find our heritage in. The Bible says, of those that fear thy name. In verse number 6, thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. Well, he's talking about himself here. He said that the king, David is the king. Although Absalom ran out, and Absalom was trying to kill him and do all those things to him, David was still the king. David still had God on his side. And by the way, Absalom was killed. So his enemy was destroyed. His enemy was taken away. Because God provides. God provides. God provides all of our needs. All we have to do is ask. Ask, beg, seek, knock. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. And keep on knocking until God does something. And that's answer. He's going to answer three ways. Yes, no, or slow. And slow also means wait. That could mean wait or extended time. Sometimes we don't want to hear wait. We want a yes or no. We live in a microwave generation. That's my generation, not y'all. Because you guys used to probably cook and made everything from scratch. But I live in a generation, I want my food now. I want to pop it in the microwave and I want it to come out. I want it quick like popcorn. Popcorn takes 2 minutes at the 2.5 minutes at the most, at least in my microwave. But we live in a generation that we don't want to see that. We don't want to continue to ask and continue to seek and continually knock until Jesus answers. But the Bible says in verse number 6, thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. In verse number 7, ye shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. The word preserve also means to guard or to keep. I'm thankful we have a God that will guard us or keep us when the enemy is after us. He will guard us and he will preserve us. The Bible says, O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve me. Preserve him. It also means me. Preserve us. God can preserve us. God can preserve us. God can keep us. And God, I'm glad that God's mercy and His grace is unlimited. We can have as much as we need, as long as we walk in His faithfulness and His truth, and along with His will. The Bible says, he shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. In verse number 8, so I will sing praise unto the name forever, that I may dwell, that I may daily perform my vows. So we see the request, we see the realization, and we see the resolve. The resolve is to live in commitment. Commitment or confidence. He wants to live in what God tells him and God's strength. The Bible says, so will I sing unto the name forever. If we're going to sing, let me move out your way. If we're going to sing, let's sing for God forever. Let's sing and lift up God and His praises. Let's continue to sing and lift up the God that's able to save, that's able to deliver, that's able to do all things if we just ask. We have a God that will. We have a God that will continue to ask, answer our prayers if we just ask Him. So David gave his request. Lord, help me. Lord, hear me. Lord, hide me. At some point in your life, you're going to ask, Lord, hear me. Hear my request, Lord. Lord, my request is for you to save me. My request or honor is for you to help me. Lord, help me in my time of despair, my time of discouragement. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, hear me. Lord, hide me. We have a God that can do all those things that we just asked. We have a God that wants us to ask for our requests. And then we have come to the realization that God can and God will answer that request if we just ask, if we just beg, if we just keep on seeking Him. And then God restores to us or lets us live if we just have confidence in Him. Let us have confidence in Him. Let us have assurance in Him. Let us do those things that God will have us to do with His life, with our life. We have a God that is able. We have a God that is able to rescue us and control us and influence us if we just ask, we just beg, we just keep on seeking and keep on knocking. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 20, the Bible says, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So we have a God that is able. We have a God that is able to do what? To do exceedingly abundantly. That means beyond measure, above what we ask or think. We have a God that is able to do that. To do all things. We just keep on asking, keep on begging or think. The Bible says, according to the power that worketh in us. So my question to you is, Do you find yourself in a place of despair or the place of that you think you can't go on? The Bible says that God will find us. God knows exactly where we are. We just have to call and ask and beg and ask Him to help us. I think I got a question. Go for it. I just want to encourage you to keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking until God does one of the three things. Says yes, says no, and says slow. I got something better for you. Brother Dennis.
Thank you, Brother Brett. Next page of our songbook.